Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Our scripture today is from Genesis chapter 36. We will focus a lot on the beginning part and read the first nine verses. Genesis 36, beginning with verse 1 in God's Word, the Bible. What follows is the account of Esau, also known as Edom. Esau took his wives from the Canaanites, Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, and granddaughter of Zibeon the Hivite, in addition to Basemath, the daughter of Ishmael, and sister of Nebaioth. Ada bore Eliphaz to Esau, Basemath bore Reuel, and Aholibamah bore Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These were the sons of Esau, who were born to him in the land of Canaan. Esau took his wives, his sons, his daughters, all the people in his household, his livestock, his animals, and all his possessions which he had acquired in the land of Canaan, and went to a land some distance away from Jacob his brother, because they had too many possessions to be able to stay together, and the land where they had settled was not able to support them because of their livestock. So Esau, also known as Edom, lived in the hill country of Seir. This is the account of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in the hill country of Seir. God's choice of what to put in his book makes us wonder sometimes, doesn't it? We wonder what he had in mind. Why are some things included and others left out? Here we have verse after verse of people's names, most of which don't appear anywhere else in the Bible. They are connected with a people group that, as distinct from their neighbors, disappears from history soon after the end of the New Testament. Their descendants have their moments of infamy, but are largely absent from the Bible after this. Is that perhaps one of the reasons why they are included? They stand between the record of what God has done to this point in the lives of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the record of what he continues to do in the life of Joseph and the other children of Israel, also known as Jacob. Prior to this, both Jacob and Esau came to a place Robert Frost wrote about. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler, long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other, as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Jacob and Esau came to that place where two roads diverged. Jacob took one, Esau took the other, and they never returned to that place of divergence. Esau might have thought he was keeping the other road for another day. That other day never came. The choice of each of those men made profoundly different outcomes, not only for each of them, but for their descendants and for nations and even for us. Without a doubt, the Bible teaches us that God is sovereign over all his creation. At the same time, the Bible teaches that each individual is fully responsible for his or her decisions and actions. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.